And welcome back to Rosie on the House, our weekend wake-up call for Arizona homeowners. We cover all kinds of different topics in the 7 o'clock hour, and we're talking primarily about the outdoor icon for many decades here in Arizona, Mr. Bob Hirsch, with my good friend, who just happens to be Bob's oldest son, Steve Hirsch. And we're talking about enjoying great places in Arizona. And Steve, I'm sure everybody, I mean, I never give a presentation at a homeowners association or at a community block watch program where people don't come up and ask me, Rosie, you're on the same station that Bob Hirsch used to be on. Did you know him? You know, everybody wants to know, did you know Bob? You know, great guy. But my favorite story about Bob is as a very young kid, I got invited onto a men's trip to Lake Powell. And I was the only kid. Of course, my dad, Dr. Rosie, was there. Bob was there. A couple other doctors from Scottsdale were there. And we're on these houseboats back then. You know, back then, this is, I don't even think the Padre Bay had filled in. You still had to go up the Narrows.
Right.
The lake was still filling. Yeah. And they were talking about this guy. They had all recently been on a fishing trip together within the last couple months or something. And they just kept, and it was so unlike this group of men that I knew, they were just bad-mouthing this one guy who was on trip. God, can you believe what a pain that guy was? Man, I hope I'm never on a trip with that guy. Man, he was unbelievable. And I mean, they just were off on this guy for like 3 days. And on the third day, we round this bend somewhere up the San Juan, and there's a boat kind of moored out over across a sandstone cliff, and they're giving us a little distress wave. And your dad goes to the front of the bow, and dad's driving, and he says, let's go rescue those people. And the closer we get, it's this guy that they have been bad-mouthing for 3 days. And your dad turns around, and he says, it's Dick. And dad says, we're turning around. I couldn't believe it. There was this man that they had been bad-mouthing for 3 days. And I really thought my dad was going to leave him. But Bob Hirsch won out, and we went and tied the rope to the guy and dragged him for 6 hours all the way back to what was then the only – we had to take him all the way back to Wawi.
Oh, my gosh. From the San Juan?
Yes.
Well, I've experienced some of the piloting skills of Doc Rosie. I'm surprised he could maneuver the houseboat within shouting distance of the guy without crashing the darn thing.
Well, that's one of my favorite stories about Bob. But we were talking about your five favorite locations in Arizona.
Counting them down from five to one.
All right. Number
one. We hit Sonoya, Wine Country.
Romy's been taking notes.
Mormon Lake, 6A. Christmas Tree Lake in the White Mountains and the Grand Canyon. Number one.
All right.
And you said it's a little...
I'm an attorney, so I'm not going to answer your question directly. we went right before the break. We had to cut off about hikes. I'm going to give you two quick hikes, your listeners.
Okay.
One flatland hot desert hike, which I don't want you to go on today, and then one up north that are easy, family-friendly. Okay, down here, Gateway Loop over at the Scottsdale fabulous McDowell Martin Park. Get up there. You can get it online, north of Bell, Frank Lloyd Wright, and it's a fabulously done trail. It's like the trails around Piestewa Peak used to be. They aren't wide and hammered yet, and about a four-mile hike, and eminently doable, great spot for out-of-state guests.
I've never been on that loop. Do you get to the east side of the mountains at all, where you see Four Peaks and the Rio Verde area?
Right.
Not on this loop.
You don't on the Gateway Loop. My friend Robert Foster invited me once to the Tom Slum Trail. Then he said, "You know, we're over here. Let's just ease over here to Forest or to Fountain Hills, and we'll look out over the Matazals and kind of do that." Well, it ended up being 13.5 miles.
Yeah. You drop off that backside and you come back up Wingate Pass.
You come up Wingate Pass, yeah, up and over near Thompson Peak there, and I think I had 2 liters of water, and they were gone by about 11. We made it back to the car about 4. So anyway, that was one of those poorly planned hikes, but we survived. The north hike, and I'm going to go back to the Grand Canyon. When you're up there, allow yourself some time and just do part of the Bright Angel Trail, folks.
Yeah.
Go over to Kolb Studio, buy a membership in the Grand Canyon Association at the gift shop there, and then you get a discount card. Then just walk down the Kolb Trail. You can go down a quarter mile. You can go down a half mile. You don't have to, you know, make it all over the river and back. They don't want you doing that, and you shouldn't do it. But that way you can say, I've hiked the Grand Canyon. And you'd be amazed out of the 4.5 million visitors, how many don't get off the rim.
Yeah.
So I'd recommend the Bright Angel Trail.
It's how many don't go off the rim and just explore just a little bit as how what the average time spent is. It's like 11 minutes. To me, that's unbelievable.
Here's an insider tip. Get on the Bright Angel Trail, go down a couple hundred yards, you go through the first little rock tunnel. We go through that tunnel, stop, and look up on your left about 50 yards up the side of the hill, and you'll see some petroglyphs.
Yeah.
People don't even know about them.
Absolutely fantastic. So,
all right, now I'm ready for number one.
Counting down to your five favorite places in Arizona, we have made it to number one.
All right. Now, Rosie's already foreshadowed this, but it is indeed Lake Powell.
Oh, boy.
Now, people, man. you had my friend Rita McGuire on last week.
Yes. And I'm privileged, Colorado River Water.
As a lawyer to work with Rita and work with a lot of good consultants and engineers and lawyers out there on natural resources and specifically wildlife resources and water resources. So Lake Powell, of course, started forming when Glen Canyon Dam was built on the Colorado for hydroelectric purposes. And when you do some of these river floats, the pilot and captain will usually slow down and show you where they got so far as some test blast holes to put another dam in almost in the middle of the Grand Canyon. And the Sierra Club and a writer named Martin Litton in Los Angeles, Los Angeles Times, publicized that and kind of put a stop to that. But it's a little sobering to imagine what another hydro dam in the middle of the canyon would have looked like and whether that would have flooded out. Now, I'm you know, a debate rages about Lake Powell and Edward Abbey and the Monkey Ranch Gang and should we, you know, take the dam out, et cetera. Well, I'm an advocate of Lake Powell. It has allowed so many people, although it did flood Glen Canyon and what's done is done, folks.
Yeah.
It is a tremendous resource. You get on a houseboat and, you know, the houseboats back in the day when Doc Rosie was ramming them against the sides of the wall, the state of the art houseboat was 56 feet. Okay. And you thought you were, on a love boat or something.
One stinky little bathroom, a 30 horsepower outboard smoking its way on the back there.
And nowadays they are floating palaces jacuzzis on top and, you know, wired flat screens and water slides off the back and all of that. So Lake Powell is nature's great playground, great for fishing, great for kayaking. You know, you go up there now, and you never would have seen this in the 60s. You see kayakers going all the way up the Rainbow Bridge. I don't know where they get the muscle power. It's bad enough to be motoring against that wind sometimes back and forth to Waweep. But you can get up into areas that you wouldn't otherwise be able to explore because the water gets you access there. If you're a geology nut, you can study all the different layers of rock in there. And if you're a history guy, you can see the Mormon Trail and the carve out of the footsteps where the crossings occurred. Obviously, trophy fishery for many different species. Stripers are boiling now, I understand. And just, it's a place where cell phones still don't work throughout, although those areas are shrinking in our state.
That's a shame.
You're about, you know, one day upstream, and you forget where you are, and you're in another world, which is what recreation is all about, recreate.
The first experience I had on Lake Powell, we were on one of these houseboats you talk about, and they have them tied up to buoys when you get to the main marina. I don't even remember exactly which one, Dangling Rope or Waweep, or, you know, it's been so long. But you then get, you kind of ferry all your stuff out to the houseboat. It's not like they bring the houseboat up to the dock. So we get everything on there. There were some problems, some mechanical stuff. It took all night to get it fixed. So we finally get on, I won't say on the road, but on our way, motoring up, and Uncle Dan was driving. I went up on top. I laid down. I fell asleep. And I wake up when he pulls into this camping spot somewhere around mile marker 44. Well, some of our crew had to go back early. So on Wednesday, we were staying for the whole week. On Wednesday, we went back. I took a jet ski just for fun, and they took a boat. Well, I slept on the way up there, so I gas the jet ski, hit the main channel, and I turn right, going upriver farther. And I finally, after a little while, I'm like, you know, I should probably just make sure everyone, And I'm at mile marker 56. So I've got to go back to 44, fill the jet ski back up, and then try and catch them by the time they got to – it's Wahweap at the very beginning, isn't it?
Yes.
And my forearm was just on fire from having to hold that throttle to catch up. And it was a choppy, windy day on that jet ski. I had my fill of jet skis, I think, for life.
Yeah. But you get out on that main channel, and it's like you're going around the point at Cabo on a marlin run. I mean, it's big chop, big waves. We could, again, fill the hour with the stories.
You can always hear the incidents. You know you're out of water on a jet ski because you hear the engine sucking from water.
Right.
And I heard that half the way, just...
Lake Powell, just great family opportunity for camping. And those big rigs do take a little bit of time to get familiar with, but they've got the bow thrusters now on it. They're really easier to manipulate and handle than some of those older, much smaller rigs were.
Yeah, no question. Both outfitters up there at Antelope Canyon and Wahweap are very accommodating. They're very careful with you to walk through things. And you know, the sticker shock is a little high at first, but you start apportioning that out to the couples or families that may be along, and you compare that to a trip to San Diego for a week or Coronado Island or something, and it's, you know, it works out to be like a bar tab at Coronado to be on Lake Powell.
We're talking enjoying outdoor Arizona. It's what you can do if you take care of your home by listening to Rosie on the House every Saturday morning. We're going to be getting into the garden here at 8 o'clock here shortly with Mr. John Eisenhower talking trees. At 9 o'clock, we'll be bringing a couple air conditioning home energy experts in, the guys from Rias in Phoenix and the guys from Intelligent Design down in Tucson. And we're going to be talking about things you can do here in this heat to save money on your electric bill that cost you little to nothing. Do-it-yourself things you can do in and around your house that'll actually save you money and make you more comfortable. Hey, if you had an opportunity to get on our new website at rosieonthehouse.com, just in the last 18 months, we are just shy of 1.7 million page views, 700,000 individual page views at Rosie on the House. It's packed with information about how to take care of your home. We've been on air for 28 years. All the questions we're asked about home ownership in Arizona are posted there, as well as the answers. It's like an encyclopedia for homeowners, and it's the only place you can register for Sanderson Ford's Arizona Staycation. All the great places we're talking about now are places you can go. We actually have a couple right now that are at the Grand Canyon, a current winner of the Arizona Staycation sponsored by Sanderson Ford. You pick where you want to go. You pick the dates. We pick a winner every month. There's no blackout dates. We don't care where you go. It just has to be in Arizona. You go to Sanderson Ford. You pick out whatever demo car they have available to drive. We've had people take the Lincoln MKX. We've had them take the Platinum 150s. We've had them take the Mustangs. We've had them take the Fusions and the Focuses. You pick the car you want. Sanderson Ford fills it up with gas. Coyote Odie Cookies gives you a gift basket on the front seat. We make sure you have a couple books and maps from Arizona highways, and you're off on an all-expense-paid trip in Arizona that you design for yourself. That's only available at rosieonthehouse.com.